It's a long way from the Czech Republic to Yemen, but you can cover the distance of nearly 6,000 kilometers between the Czech capital and the coastal city of Aden in less than an hour. All you need to do is to have a listen to a new album by the Prague-based band Al-Yaman, which combines electronica and dub with Arabic acoustic instruments and folk songs. The band Al-Yaman, meaning Yemen in Arabic, was the outcome of a meeting between two distant worlds, Czech musician and music producer Aleš Hivnar and Ashwaq Abdullah Kulaip, a Yemeni woman who has lived in Prague since the fall of communism. This unlikely connection led to their first CD in 2004, and they have since performed at clubs and festivals in the Czech Republic and beyond. In their second album, called Insania, the pair created a more complex and elaborate fusion of the two worlds. Al-Yaman's creative duo, composer Aleš Hivnar and the author of the lyrics and the lead vocalist Ashwaq, got together in the year 2000. Both of them had been involved with other projects, but never with an original Arabic-inspired fusion, Aleš Hivnar explains.
Vznikli jsme tak, že jsem se seznámil s Ashwaq, bylo to v roce...
The band came together when I met Ashwaq in 2000. I got to her through another Czech band, Hypnotix, who found her and invited her to record a song with them. That's how I met her and offered her to take part in this project.
Ashwaq Abdullah Kulaip came to Prague to study just in time to see the aftermath of the Velvet Revolution. She majored in journalism and political science at Prague's Charles University, but always planned to return to her homeland.
I never thought that I'm going to stay here. I never thought that I'm going to sing. I never thought that I'm going to build a family, whatever. It was for me really just to study and to go back, because for Yemeni women, it's first, it's not very usual to go out of Yemen and especially to Europe to study, you know. Most of the families, it's impossible for them to send their daughters outside. Maybe men, yes, the boys, yes, they can, but not the ladies. But my mom supports me very much, because my mom, she supports me. So she feel this kind of woman to woman, you know. So she knew it, and she knew that I'm fine with that, and I want it, and... my father was against, of course, but whatever. We win. Ladies win.
Ashwaq was born in the northern part of Yemen, but grew up in Aden, on the country's southern coast. Before she came to Prague, she had very basic musical and singing experience, just like pretty much everybody in her country.
Yeah, I was just playing in the school. Normally when we have, you know, when the school finished, so we celebrated and we were very happy. So we make some like a big celebration, and we sing. We did some songs. I used to sing every time there. And I never, you know, the children there, they sing. Every child sing there. So we're singing. So, but I didn't know that will come time and I will be singer. So it was for me and planning things, you know. So I didn't plan that.
Al-Yaman's first album, Huria, or Freedom, came out in 2004. But most reviewers said the fusion stays on the surface and mostly offered dance electronica adorned with Arabic ornaments. On the album Insania, which means humanity, and came out in February, Ashwaq and Hivnar worked with an international ensemble and took a slightly different approach.
Já samozřejmě jako producentsky tu muziku už dělám nějakých více jak 20 let.
I've been a music producer for more than 20 years, and for me, Al-Yaman is primarily a studio project. I do all the songs, and only after they are finished, the musicians come in, and we rehearse the stage show. We've had some reviews which noted that compared to our live acts, the album sounds a little colder, and I agree. It's originally a studio project where there is not much space for spontaneity.
One reason why the lead singer, flute player and lyrics writer Ashwaq Abdullah Kulaip stayed in Prague was her family.
Compared with Western Europe, however, the Czech Republic has very low immigration levels, and Ashvak says it's sometimes been extremely difficult to cope with the Czech attitudes to foreigners and Czech racism.
For me, it's more difficult when you find intelligent people. They think that that's not racist, but they are. This is, for me, the worst thing I met and I see in this country. The people, even those people, they you think they are talking that we are not, but they are, actually. We are not racist, but we don't like gypsy. This is for me, so, you know, it's a shock. When I hear this first time, I was, like, shocked.
Is this reflected, or do you reflect this anyhow in your music and in the lyrics?
Of course, as you know, that we have some songs. It's some Arabian well-known songs, or it doesn't mean that well-known it's better, you know, but it's Arabian songs, and we change the way of singing or whatever, and we use it. But most of the lyrics, yeah, it's my experience. It's my experience, it's my feeling. It's not only with racism or, you know, it's also with my feeling, exactly how I feel the word, you know? So it's, yeah, it is.
Are you concerned? I mean, you're singing in Arabic, of course, which is great and really interesting to listen to, but I think that the message, you know, does not reach as many people as it would, you know, if it were in English or even in Czech.
Sometimes I talk. Sometimes when we have concerts, so I talk about something. So, I talk between songs, I talk to the people sometimes.
Mixing Western and Arabic music is becoming increasingly popular with fans around the world, including some Middle Eastern countries such as Israel, Lebanon and Turkey. So, is this style also popular in Yemen? And what would the Yemenis think of Al Yaman and their music?
You know, Yemeni people, they are conservative. They don't mix very much. They still have this real pure Yemeni music, and I love it. My music in Yemen? I think they will think that I'm crazy, I think. Because I think people, anyway, even Europeans, some the Czech, they think that I am a little bit more than normal. It means crazy or whatever. Why not? I'm crazy.
More details about the band and their albums can be found at alyaman.cz. And if you're in Prague this month, don't miss their show featured at the Fabio Fest Film Festival on the 27th of March.